found her now. Because you got to remember, Tricky missed a year because he decided to work, even though his boss told him to go.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Bitch and moan and whine about it all he wants, but he knows what the truth is. As Jerry and I sat in wonderful Fayette, Iowa.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Damn you, shark the puss!
I come back to consciousness.
Testosterone-induced toparic state for tits.
And I just decided that it would be funny to rip Boo's shirt a little more.
Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Carlson, and I'm back to do the Symposium podcast. This is for year 12 of the Symposium. It took place in 2006. I'm just going to jump right into what was the movies that were out in the year 2006, what was going on in the NFL for some part, who won the NBA, who won Major League Baseball, college, and their fantasy football league. So I'm going to jump right into that. The movies that came out that year were X-Men Last Stand, the movie 300 came out, Casino Royale, which gave us a new Bond named Daniel Craig. Well, Daniel Craig played the new James Bond in that movie. In the NFL, the Bears and the Colts faced off in the Super Bowl, the Colts coming out in a champion, giving Peyton Manning his first Super Bowl win. They also introduced flex scheduling for the NFL that year. Roger Goodell was also named commissioner that year as he took over for Paul Tagliabue. And the number one pick overall in the NFL draft was Mario Williams. Marcus Colston was the 252nd pick of the NFL draft. In the NBA, the Miami Heat won the NBA title. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were your World Series champion. In college football and basketball, for once, Florida Gators won both national titles in both sports. In our CCMP Fantasy Football League that year, the Bandits won the Super Bowl. The Smoking Jocks, coached by Chuck Tastic, won the Toilet Bowl. And in the first ever, Tony Babcock, most points scored in a year award, the Mud Puppies won this award. Now, that was the first year we ever gave this award away, and it was due to the fact that we had just lost one of our own in Tony Babcock. That's all I've got for the year that was 2006.
No Limit Texas Hold'em is the Cadillac of poker.
This son of a bitch all night, this chick, 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 he trapped me!
It's a trap!
Don't splash the pot.
You're on it to roll, Mike. Go away, this one. Not good for you. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I please. Mr. Son of a Beach, let's play some cards.
Beat me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow? Knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
But you're all my assholes. That's right. Now I'm going to go right into the year 12 of the Symposium stuff. I'm going to start out by saying that we are a man down. On December 18th of 2005, we lost one of our own. Tony Babcock passed away in his second fight with cancer. He's gone, not forgotten, and he will always be a part of our Symposium. Throughout the years, he's been gone, and yet we remember him each and every year. As a matter of fact, we honor him with a Tony Babcock Memorial Texas Hold'em tournament each year. This first year, it was structured as a 50-50 year tournament. Half the money would go to the winner, and the other half of the money would go to something that we had set up for Tony. I don't remember exactly what it was. I thought some of it went into a trust fund or a college fund for the boys. But as the years have gone on, we no longer do that way. But this first year is the way that we had it set up. Now, most of my information comes from the websites, basically the Facebook webpage, the CCMP, or you can go to CCMPsymposium.wordpress.com And there you can find a bunch of different things that are, you can go through. Home will like give you a bunch of information through past champions and good old days. Now, good old days is where I go to get a lot of the information that I get. Now, there's different things as we go, but anyways, as I'm trying to say, I'm trying to figure this out. Each year gives a description, plus you can see the brochure and stuff, and like I said, that's where I come across a lot of the pictures that give me memories, and I try to piece together what actually happened, if I remember at all. Now, the year 2006, the year 12 symposium, the basic description there was, is we're a man down this year, but not a man forgotten. The lesson there, and it says lesson, there's a poem. Now, this poem I post on my webpage twice a year, at least. I post it once on Tony's birthday, April 13th. And that's kind of a special date to me because my birthday is April 12th, so it's the day after mine. So I have a rough couple of days there sometimes. I also post it usually around December 18th, which is the day that Tony passed. Now, as I was saying, I'm going to read this poem, and bear with me because anybody who knows me knows, hell, I have a hard enough time talking, and I repeat myself, so just deal with it. It basically says lesson, and here's the poem. Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in an attractive and well-preserved body. Instead, it should be your purpose in life to skid in sideways, pizza in one hand, beer in the other, bodily thoroughly used up and worn out while screaming, "Woohoo, what a fucking ride." So with that, I'm going to go ahead and I may be backtracking a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and do it this way anyways. The symposium for year 12 took place in Alpha, Illinois at the American Legion Hall, which is our home away from home in a lot of ways. The symposium officially starts at 9 p.m. on Thursday, June 15th that year, and goes till June 18th at 6 a.m. Now, we cut it off a little early that year because we were running it on Father's Day weekend. Just a few other side little notes there that we can do. We had a bitch sighting, which means that Dave Cleveland actually showed up and was at the symposium this year. Joe was there. Joe Rush actually was there also. And RJ's invisible friend, Ken, decided to show up. We also had, this was be the last year. I don't know if it's the last year, but we were still at Windmill Golf Courses this year. We did play paintball this year also still. I do slightly remember that we played paintball on a speed course this year. I believe there was a couple bang incidents. Again, I believe this was one of those years where this was like the final year of the paintball, and I think I remember this was definitely the one that I was saying, I'm too old, I'm too fat, and I'm too slow to be playing paintball anymore because it fucking hurt. As far as paintball goes, that's all I can really remember. Just a few things. I don't remember a whole lot of what was going on at that point. We did have posters. A friend of ours, a business, and somebody had stole some tools, and a buddy of mine, or one of the guys, decided to be funny and plaster these big posters that said "Got Tools" and stuff all over the building that year when they arrived, just to kind of mess around with them. You know, I don't have a whole lot more of that. Like I said, you can go look at the websites, and you can see the brochures and stuff. I wish I had more. I can't really remember a whole lot of what happened those years, or at least this year. Maybe it was because nothing major happened, or I just am so fucking old that I can't remember. Now, Tricky has updated the website so that all the current champions and stuff, our regular Texas Hold'em tournament that year, Mark won. And then we also have the CCMP WSOP, World Series of Poker. Adam won that year. The theme song for the year was Toby Keith's As Good As I Once Was. Now, Tricky sets up most of this and deals with it. I don't remember what our giveaway was that year. It may have been our bag chairs that year. I'm trying to figure it out. I'll let you know here in a second. All right. Like I said, you can go to the website and you can, like, click up the brochure for that year and see what this was. I don't know if we were still mailing them out at this time or if he just happened to have them. I think he mailed these out at this time still. But there's pictures in there. The front page, the first page with like, it's go hard or go home, and it gives you directions how to RSVP. There's another poem there, Fucker, which I think I've read in the past. It basically just says, you are my fucking friend, and I hope that you fucking, I hope that that's fucking true no matter what the fuck happens. I will stand the fuck by you. I will fucking be there for you whenever the fuck you need me, to lend you a fucking hand, to do a fucking good deed. So just fucking call me whenever the fuck you need anything. Fuck yeah, I will always be there, even in the bitter fucking end. That poem's there. Plus, then there's several pictures of past years throughout there. A symbol thing that Tricky designed for the symposium. The next page has some other stuff. It just gives you a lay down, and it just tells you, you know, what we're about. And a lot of different stuff. It's basically stuff that's been said over and over again. Like I said, again, I think we got... Actually, I'm not positive this. I think this might have been the year we got glasses. That's at Symposium. I could be wrong. And then I think he also made car decals. Like I said, on the other page, then there's the six laws of the CCM. Hangovers. And it basically gives you, like, you know, one-star hangover, two-star hangovers. Again, you're going to have to go through it because, like I said, me sitting here reading this is not the greatest thing in the world, particularly considering I can't fucking read to begin with. You got restraints at the CCMP, how to act at Daisy Dukes, events of the symposium, basically the Texas Hold'em Tournament, and this year the Tony Bagpack Memorial Tournament, golf, visit to friendly bars, our group picture, World Series of Poker, just a lot of different things. And again, it lists past champions up through year 11. Lifetime people who have been, who have attended every symposium. Now these are just attending of every symposium, not every session, it states. And then our Texas Hold'em champions. And then there's another research department which gives you a bunch of different other stuff. I've looked back at symposiums in the years past. Then there's a memorial page to Tony Babcock where that poem is written and some other interesting stories along the way there. Then you can get the some more pictures, and again, the Toby Keith, as good as I once was. I believe this may have been like the last year of us playing paintball, and that would be the final page. I know this wasn't very long, and I don't have a whole lot of memory of it. Most of this is going to be taken up by other little goofy crap. I do want to continue to try to do these, and I will try to push them out. I don't want to rush them. I don't want to make them that me just doing like this, how short this one was. I like the fact that I can do it short and sweet and get it out, but I also want to be able to give information that I feel is kind of important for that year. I didn't get with anybody for this like I was planning on it. I even thought of possibly talking to Owen and asking him questions about the symposium and see what he thought, but it's kind of a thing there that I don't want to push things like that. And he's, I don't know. Now, I may work to try to get like another couple of conversational interviews or at least a conversational interview with someone. I don't know how soon, if I can get it out before the symposium or not. This year of the 22nd symposium. I'm kind of just rambling on to try to me many times. I continually repeat myself. Just a side note, I did notice that Tricky had updated the WordPress website, which was kind of amazing. Like I said, I want to get a conversation with somebody, and I may do that. All I will say is that it's a possibility that it's going to be an amazing conversation. And anybody who knows this might be able to get a clue on who I may decide to talk to. And it's on me. It's not on the person I want to talk to. All I've got to do is try to set it up. With that, I'm going to end this. I'm just going to say, if you're a man, you'll understand. Till next time. She said, I've seen you in here before.
time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. Got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever. Best friend Dave, I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. But if you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. Good as I once was. That's just a cold heart.